Resist. adversary the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who is it? Steadfast in the faith.
Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You believe that? I know that. I've done him so many times. I can't count them all. We've resisted the devil and he has fled. And yeah, and he will do the same as you resist him. But you first got to submit yourself to God. Then you will resist the devil successfully in Jesus' name. All right. Welcome today to the program here, to the service we're having here on the radio tonight. It's 10:21. That's right. It's the next to the last Friday of the month already. This month of October is moving right along. And so we're glad you're here today, and we're going to go ahead and open up with some news here tonight. Governor DeSantis said no mandatory COVID jabs for children, despite the CDC's vote to add shots to all school children's immunization records or schedule. So in other words, they have to be immunized for COVID to be in the government school system, unless your governor stands up and says no to it, like Governor DeSantis did. Said they ain't going to have any mandatory COVID jabs for their children. Radical Islamist Muslims behead 20 Christians in the Congo. My, that is sad to hear. Pray for our brothers and sisters suffering serious persecution in various parts of the world right now. 20 just beheaded for their faith in the Lord. Texas Operation Lone Star netted over $336 million lethal doses of fentanyl seized, enough to kill the entire population of the United States of America since it began earlier this year in March. So they got rid of a lot coming across the border. And we see Nike co-founder Phil Knight declares war on Democrats in Oregon. He has invested millions into defeating Democrats such as defeating Democrat Tina Kotek, and given millions to opponents of her. And polls show the Republican lead is going on right now, but if they have legal elections, I don't know. We'll see. Oregon has not elected a Republican governor since 1982, so it'll be a first for a long time if they do win there in that state, if they're allowed to win. New transgender doll dressed as a girl but with male private parts hits the market and is on sale in toy stores in Russia, while Mattel also has introduced a gender-neutral doll, creatable world doll, they call it, that lets children choose the gender of the doll. And so we see perversion going into the toy industry. I'm surprised Russia is allowing that transgender doll dressed as a girl, but looking really like a male, and if you look at the anatomy. Oh, wow. What's going on in this children's toy industry? There are corrupt people that are producing these children toys. Georgia candidate for governor Stacey Abrams says that we need more abortion to address inflation. Oh yeah, more abortions really going to fix inflation? I don't think so. That is kind of ignorant, if you ask me. The EU approves COVID jabs for babies. amid growing fears of winter wave of COVID coming to Europe. Really? Oh, my. Poor babies, if they really do that to the babies, that is tragic. Winning Mega Millions ticket for the winning Mega Million ticket for $247 million is bought in Fort Myers, Florida, just 3 weeks after the Florida city was left devastated by Hurricane Ian. Wow. Somebody there won the $247 million, or had the ticket for it anyway. So, Halloween, the most evil death-promoting holiday of the year. It's amazing that people want to partake of death like that, but I guess when you're living in death, it's not too much to partake of death. If you're serving the devil, which many people who partake in that are, but some are not, and they do it anyway, like Christians. But it's also become the most sexualized holiday, too. There's a growing popularity of women's lingerie-like costumes this season. By the way, Russia doesn't celebrate Halloween at all. In fact, Russians are very vocal about why the holiday is not welcome in Russia. Well, we should know that October 31st is the eve of the new year for the witchcraft. That's right, for witchcraft. World Book Encyclopedia says it is the beginning of all that is cold, dark, and dead. Why would Christians want to partake of that? Witchcraft powers are supposedly at their highest potency level, October 31st. And, you know, I haven't had any part of that for years and years and years. And yet, driving around in community here, I see churches are having trunk or treat partaking of this wicked day. Why are many churches joining into the ungodly Samhain Festival of Darkness? Why would they join into that? Trunk or treat, really? You know, partaking in any way may open you up, or probably opened you up, to be attacked by the demons on that day. Because here you are, a Christian which has no business partaking of anything of the occult. You can call it whatever name you want to call it, but and try to justify it. Oh, we have to have an alternative. Well, why are you doing it on the same day as that? Why are you subjecting people to have to go out on that day, when there's all manner of demons out there on the loose trying to attack people? I don't understand that one, but I'm not going to be any part of it, that's for sure. And I haven't been, and our church has not been, and over the years has not been involved in that at all, and wouldn't ever plan to be. So anyway, that's just the way a lot of Christians are thinking today. Oh, we're going to do a Christian thing. Well, you're going to put the Christ name on the devil's holiday? Anyway, we're going to go to prayer now, that's all the news I'm going to share tonight. So we're going to go ahead and go to prayer and pray and open up the ministry time. Excuse me. With prayer, which is important. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We give you the glory for everyone who listens to this program, and thank you for them, and ask you to bless each one of them and minister to them today. Encourage them, strengthen them, and free them from the curses that may still be in their lives. And Lord, we certainly stand against all curses here tonight, and we will indeed get into breaking them. And we thank you for the grace to do that. We thank you for the authority to do that, Father. Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging people, strengthening people, and lifting them up, Lord, and that they may walk in a new, fresh anointing and a new, fresh power with you, Father, that, Lord, they'll have strength to walk the walk and talk the talk and live the victory that you called each of us to live in. So thank you for these dear ones, Lord, and ask your blessing on their lives and their families, their marriages, their children, and Lord, their adult children and younger children as well. We thank you, Lord, for doing mighty things, Lord, in their lives. Father, we thank you for turning things around for them if they're suffering under the enemy's attack. Lord, we thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for their victory. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom and understanding, that we will know what to do in these seasons and these times, and any preparation that you would have any of us to be doing, Lord, you would make us aware, Lord, and lead us in that. So we will be led by the Spirit in this hour that we're living in, when so many things seem to be going on. And Father, we pray for the election coming up in a few weeks, that, Lord, there will not be fraud and deception in these elections, but they'll be able to truly, the ones that are being elected will truly be elected. The ones that are being voted for will truly be elected, and there will not be lies and frauds and stealing and thievery or any kind of deception. We just thank you for the victory too, Lord, because the righteous rejoice when, you know, righteous people are put in office. And Lord, we thank you that people that, even if they aren't Christian, but they stand for not killing babies and not destroying America and not all this perversion that's going on, Lord, we thank you for people like that being put in office, Lord. And Christians too, especially, Lord. If there are Christians, true Christians that are running, Lord, let them get put in office. We pray for that. We pray for Christians to have the victory over the powers of darkness that are trying to stop them from being put in office and trying to keep the wicked ruling and reigning. And Lord, we thank you that that's not going to be the case, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, the righteous will be in office, Lord. And things will begin to turn around, even though we see that the country's in a lot of trouble due to bad decisions and choices in government that have done the wrong things and brought in the wrong types of policies, Lord, but we thank you that things can turn around. But it won't be without problems. But Lord, we thank you that you can bring all that to pass, Lord, and you will bring people to yourself in the midst of all that. We praise you, Lord, for turning things around in this country and saving many people in the process, Lord. And I know some people think they're Christians and they're not. They're deceived. And I witnessed the one today, Lord, and I pray that, Lord, you just convict people. If they're thinking they're Christians, but they're not, they need to get born again. Father, I pray you bring them to yourself, Lord. Draw them in by the Holy Spirit, Father, we pray. And, Lord, we pray you open the eyes of their understanding. We bind the enemy from keeping people from true salvation. We bind the deception. We bind the blinders over people's eyes and command it to fall off of their eyes like scales falling off their eyes. Thank you for that. Lord, and we cover the broadcast tonight with the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against the broadcast shall prosper. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that people have ears to hear, Lord, what you're saying to them, and they will be free from curses on their life. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you for freedom in the spirit, Lord, and in the natural, Lord, that we will experience the freedom that you have for us in greater, greater measures. For your glory, Father, we praise you, Lord, for working in each of our lives mightily, Father, and working things out for your glory, even when it looked like it seemed like there's just no way of them working out. You're going to work them out for your glory, Father. When we trust you, and we do, we trust in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to welcome each of you to the program. Thank you for being here. We want to show our appreciation by telling you that we're happy to have you tuning in to this live radio service here tonight, this live ministry session. And so glad you're listening, and the Lord bless you and minister to you, encourage you tonight. We praise God for that. And so we're going to talk about stopping the enduring curses. Do you have any enduring curses in your life, or are you even aware if you do or don't? But we're going to uncover the enemy tonight of these areas of curses and see what the Lord will do. As these things are uncovered, then you have a choice. You're going to keep living with the curse, or you're going to get free from the curse. What curses are you repeating and living under today? You think there might be some? Even though maybe the vast majority of people, not necessarily people who listen to this program, but the vast majority of Christians don't even know whether they're living under curses or not, or maybe never even give it any thought. Most likely, a lot of Christians don't know that they're living under curses and suffering because of it. And maybe a lot of them think that it's just, well, it's just life. That's right. Life on planet Earth, the way it is for them, or the way it always had been for a person. And maybe you have such difficulties in your home, your marriage, and in getting along with your spouse, and think, well, if I was married to someone else, this wouldn't be happening. Well, wait a minute, because if you're living with a curse, that curse would follow you no matter who you marry. So, you know, like a lot of people think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, but that's not necessarily the case, because when you get to the other side of the fence, you're still carrying that same curse. You're still carrying your demons, regardless of who you run into on the other side of the fence. No matter how green the grass might look, you're still carrying something that's going to darken that grass, fade that grass out, until you get free and get rid of the curse, right? You're going to carry it on over there, wherever you go. And so that's a fallacy, thinking, oh, everything would be solved if you just married someone else. Okay? Not only that, a curse can cause you to only marry certain types of individual too. So you might end up just marrying a very similar type individual, regardless if you did do something like that. Right? You know, people with whom the curse can be carried on and able to live out its reality and realities of the curse, right? You would connect with someone like that. Remember, the Bible says a curse causeless shall not come. There's always causes for curses. Someone, somewhere, open the doors to demons and allow the curse to be there. And of course, all curses carry demons, who, because of the open doors, are there carrying out the curse, manifesting the curse in a person's life until, if at such a time should ever come, they're forced out by the breaking of the curses and the casting out of the spirit to keep the curse or that reality in place for those who are suffering from that curse and the accompanied demons that are there with the curse. Because if there's a curse, there's always demons that accompany the curses, because they keep that curse in play. They keep it in operation. And they have a right to, because the curse has given them permission. See? And so curses are going to have to be broken, or they will, you know, never stop in a person's life. And even going on to their descendants, and they won't stop in their descendants' life either until somebody says, I want to be free from this, and learns how to do that. And that's not often done. So a lot of things just keep on going on from generation to generation to the third to fourth generation. It's a sad and difficult thing to live under one or more curses, and how many know there could be more than just one curse operating in a person? And that's pretty sad when there's more than one. It's sad enough when there's just one, but when there's more than one, multiple curses in operation, that's very sad and difficult. Yeah, very sad and difficult to live under curses all a person's life. So many Christians fail to even ever realize that this is the reason so much happens in their lives and keep repeating over and over again in similar forms. Oh, that people would have the discernment to see these troubling curses and be delivered and set free and the curse broken on their lives. I just heard about somebody this week that died before their time because of various choices they made, even though they did have a chance to get delivered, but I administered to them maybe 20 years ago, and they're dead now. And hopefully they went to be with Jesus, but they made bad choices in their life. Even after getting some deliverance, they went back to the vomit in some areas of their life and got involved in things that ultimately led to their death, most likely. And that's sad. And I certainly pray for the family. You know, many Christians should be enjoying blessings, but they're actually enduring curses. And these curses are of long continuance. They endure for a long time. In fact, their whole lives, unless they can begin to have the knowledge and have put it into practice of liberation from the curses. And there are two main reasons for this. It's simply they don't know how to recognize what a blessing or curse is, or they don't know how to discern them, or, you know, if they're under a curse, they do not understand the basics upon which they can be released and freed from the curse. A lot of people don't know how to get free from the curse. They just live their whole lives under curses, and they just perish in so many ways in their lives and suffer. There are two main kinds of curses that we want to talk about tonight, although, you know, there are others, but these are two main ones. So it's inherited curses, generational family line inherited curses. Those are very, very widespread today, okay? Such as dad lost his mind at 40, and so do you, right? Because dad had a bad temper, and you do too, right? Because it's a generational spirit that was passed down to you. And when person is born into a family and they're under generation, that family's under generational curses, more spirits will be brought into that family to inhabit the family members. Oh, here we have an open door through the birth of so-and-so. Come on over here, guys. We'll put you in them. Yeah, and they have a place because of the curse. So inherited generational family curses. And then word curses, spoken curses. That's right. Teacher may speak unto you, well, you're just a slow learner, or you're just a stupid child, and you're dumb, and you'll never amount to anything. And the child grows up and has problems feeling stupid and dumb and slow because they were cursed repeatedly by this teacher. Yeah, word curses. Maybe you put word curses on yourself. That's easy to do, too. Saying things that are not in alignment with the Word of God. You can curse yourself and live under it then. Because the demon came quickly when you began cursing yourself and didn't shut it down immediately and confess it as sin, confess it as against the Word. We had a wonderful, beautiful girl in our church when we pastored in Wyoming, and we ministered to, and she looked like a model for a fashion magazine. I may have told about her but one other time, but she was just dumb, so dumb, just plain dumb. And why was she so dumb? She had the capability to not be, but her parents had told her that she was dumb over and over, and their word curse kept on so that she married a man who told her the same thing. You're a dumb woman. You're a dumb woman, over and over, telling her that. And we had the opportunity to pray with her and do some deliverance with her. But see, some curses will put a dullness over a person's mind. And they don't know why their mind is so dull. They don't know why their mind is unable to function in the way that seemingly other people's mind is functioning. So curses can put a dullness over a person's mind. We broke a generational curse and cast out the spirits of enforcing that curse out of a woman. And she said, well, I feel lighter. Everything is lighter. And, of course, we've heard that over and over. I felt that myself after getting deliverance of first number of times that I began to experience feeling lighter and everything was brighter as well. And that's just a good part of deliverance, thank God. And so we always have to ask ourselves the question, why am I the way I am? Why do I have to go through the things I'm going through? Nothing is just for no reason. So why are these things going on? Why do I do these things? Do you ever just stop and think, how come I act this way? Why do I say these things? Why do I say the things I say? Why do I do the things I do? Yeah, maybe that's an idea to do. And to say, well, could it be a curse, Lord? Could it be? If it is, we need to get rid of it, need to break it. Some of you have had an anger problem. Some of you eat too much. Some of you have no tolerance for children. I know a couple who never wanted any children, and now they're much older and never had any children, and it's just them. And so it's not wrong to have children, but there's a spirit that could get in the way and just give you no tolerance for children. Maybe they were not tolerant of you, and maybe a curse came upon you. Or maybe it's a curse of addictions or heart trouble. Someone was telling me about their wife, young wife, and that she has heart trouble. Yeah. And that could be a generational curse, or it could have been brought on by some physical reasons. But why do these physical things take place? Do you think they just take place by no reason? For no reason? Remember the scripture I quoted just a minute ago. In fact, I'll just go ahead and read it to you. Proverbs 26:2. It says that the bird by wandering as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. It shall not be without a cause, right? If there's a curse there, it has a cause. There's a reason it's there. If things are happening that are a result of curse, there's a reason. It's there for a reason. You don't just become a certain way. That's right. You don't just become for no reason, just becoming a certain way. Many times the reason a woman or a man is molested as they grow up is because a curse was on the family. Family line curses, right? It doesn't just happen for no reason. It's happening for a reason. Okay, Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So what is a word curse? Either your mouth or someone else, a curse is any negative word that brought into reality by the intent of the mind or the heart. It is a result of open doors to the devil in our family lineage or our ancestry also. But it could be the result of just you speaking negative things about yourself. A word curse, right? Oh, yeah. There's a certain clan in England, in Great Britain, that, you know, they're angry, and they're fighters, and they're angry people, and they have the fiercest temper. Yeah. Or then there could be witchcraft or sexual perversion or mental spirit curses, too. You know, a good example is the curse on Ham for looking on his father's nakedness. Cursed was Canaan. That's right. And you know whose his descendants were, right? Sodom and Gomorrah, Ham's descendants. What Ham had a little, his descendants carried on and reaped. Yeah, because of Ham looking upon his father's nakedness. You have no business doing that. It's not right for children to look upon their parents' nakedness. You can bring curses on your life for doing that. Numbers 14:18. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. See then, there's no means to clear the guilty. There was no means. The cursed, even though David was forgiven, he still reaped the curse. So did his children. But now, hallelujah, the good news is that there's a way to break the curse and free ourselves. Jesus became a curse for us so that we don't have to bear the curse, even though we will bear it unless we apply the finished work of Jesus against that curse. And curses are always accompanied by spirits to enforce the curse and to live out that curse through your life. And so what's the difference between having a spirit and a curse, you say? Well, you can have a spirit without being under a curse. You can't have a curse without spirits, but you can have spirits without having a curse, okay? Because spirits will enforce the curse, so they have to be there. They accompany curses. But you might have a spirit of lust without having the curse of lust in operation. You might have a spirit of greed without having the curse of greed. He might have a spirit of anger and rage without having the curse of anger and rage. You understand? So, we need to be wise and understand these things so we get rid of these things. Okay? A lot of people say, well, you know, they become a part of Alcoholics Anonymous, and they say, well, I'll always be an alcoholic. Well, they curse themselves to always have an alcoholic spirit, an alcoholic curse on them. Or I'll never get ahead in life. You know, that's a poverty curse. It's such a thing as a poverty curse, and people are living under poverty curses. Well, that child is worthless and no good. See, you spoke curses over that child, see? You're releasing things by speaking that. My mother was that way. I'm just sure I'm going to be that way too. Well, you just cursed yourself. You will be just like her. You will carry the same curses because you cursed yourself. You're just like your Uncle Tommy. Right? Okay. Yes, someone spoke that curse over you. You have two choices. You could just do nothing, or you can break the curse. If you do nothing, then likely those word curses will start taking effect because someone just released them at you. Why it's good to break curses on a regular basis, because you don't know who's cursing you. You don't know who's speaking negative over you and about you and against you. Yeah, I remember in Texas. Yeah. When I was building, repairing homes, and had a man on my crew. His dad had always told him, and I've told this story before, I know, but he couldn't do anything right, always messing things up. And his dad wouldn't even let him in the garage to use his tools. He never even trained him in using the tools. Well, the curse was operating. He was working there and hit something. And I've told it before, but this 44 Magnum fell out of the cabinet and went right through his leg. And just barely missed another man on the crew and lodged up in a beam in the ceiling. And I had to run a guy to the hospital, of course, to see curses. Because of curses, we find ourselves acting ways that we don't want to act. We don't want to be, being ways that we don't want to be in situations we don't want to be in, but we don't understand why we're in those situations. We don't understand what's going on there because we don't understand that it's a curse in operation in our lives. And people under certain family curses, they marry a man who treats them like their father treated their mother. Certain women do that. They're under family line curses, or vice versa. Okay? Some marry looking for a father or a mother because of rejection. That's right, because of curses of rejection by father or the ignoring of a father, the father being gone a lot, she grew up. And as she grew up, the curse dug in there, and one might marry a person looking for a father they never had. And because of the curse, it would never bring the fulfillment expected. Never. Because of the curse, demons cannot fix what's broken. They're the cause it's broken, right? You know that, right? And so I know a dear woman that we knew and pastored for a little while before they moved to another town, that she married a much, much older man looking for a father. Her father had been very abusive, mistreated his children terribly because he was a rejected man as well. And he claimed to be a Christian, of course, and took his family to church, but he was not a loving father at all. He was a cold, heartless father. Yeah. And so she wanted a father so bad, she married this older man. And now she can't really stand him. She doesn't believe in divorce, but they don't even live together. And it's a sad situation because demons will never bring fulfillment through curses. You go and do something because of the curse, but never be fulfilled in it. It isn't ever going to happen because demons do not bring fulfillment to a person's life. They only bring death and darkness and more emptiness. They can never deliver on what they promise except some temporary fears or something, but permanently, no, they can't do it. They want to keep it that way because they made it that way, see? So fulfilling a curse doesn't fix a problem. The curse has to be removed for the problem to be fixed. I also know of men who married a woman just like their mother because of the curse, to have someone treat them as their mom, you know, and pick up after them and control them or spoil them like mom did, or maybe a Jezebel-spirited woman because their mother had the spirit of Jezebel and cursed their sons and daughters, her sons and daughters with it. And whether she knew it or not, she was operating under the Jezebel spirit, and that spirit went on down, right? And the girl to be justified, I mean, the girl that became just like her mother in one form or another, and the boy to marry one like their mother, or to always be afraid to marry because of the Jezebel curse. And they just remain perpetually single because of these curses in operation. Okay? Oh, all women are like my mother, so I'll never marry, or they could become a homosexual. And, of course, men become homosexual because of the curse of rejection, too. Everyone and father, the father in the family, love, and their father was under rejection themselves, and they couldn't love the child the way that the child wanted to be loved, because the child longed for love, but living under the curse, they would go to homosexuality to find the love of a man, looking for a father in another man through the closeness that they have. But it's perversion. It can never bring fulfillment. It's twisted. It's a curse in operation. How could it ever bring fulfillment? It couldn't. So people, when they do marry, if they are taught and have any discernment at all, if there is a curse, we'll certainly see it in action, see? Yeah, and the sad thing is many just live out the curse and never realize life could be different without those curses in operation. Life could be better, but they have no knowledge. Witchcraft in any form also brings curses. Maybe there were masonry in the family line. Well, we're Christians. We don't have a curse. How can we have a curse? Well, hey. Just because you're born again doesn't mean you don't have any curse in operation. Your spirit gets born again, not your soul. Right? Your body, soul, and spirit, three parts. Your spirit's born again. There's no curse in your spirit, but there's curses on your soul. Curses on your body. See? So just because a person gets born again, the curse continues. And getting born again is not deliverance, okay? Deliverance must be had. And the curse is broken and the demons cast out. Now, I realize that born again is a form of deliverance in the sense that no demon will stay in your spirit, but they might just move into your soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion. That's all. They don't maybe leave you, see, only your spirit, because Jesus moves in there and they can't live in there with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. So, but they do live in the soul. You're three parts, right? So they could get in another part of you where Jesus doesn't live. I know that seems complicated, but it's just the way God made us, three parts, because he is three. The temple is three. And we're the temple of God. We're three. Amen. So, hey, deliverance has to be had, and curses broken, and the demons cast out. Just getting born again is not enough to get you free from all the curses. And many people that are in ministry today are ministering from a witchcraft spirit, believe it or not. I've been in their meetings. I've discerned the spirit of which they're operating in, but they don't know that. They think they're operating in the spirit of God. But see, they're operating in a witchcraft spirit and even masquerading it as the Holy Spirit, and they don't even know it. See, that's because they picked up witchcraft, generational witchcraft, or they were involved in witchcraft, and then they got born again, and the spirit just didn't leave because they got born again. It just went into their soul. Some people prophesy by witchcraft. That's right. They're not doing it by the Holy Spirit. I've heard people prophesy by witchcraft, and it's usually dark and not edifying and spiritually uplifting. It may appear to be that way, but if you really examine it, it's not. The Bible says that. It says the threefold purpose of prophesying, right? For edification. Not to tear you apart and destroy you and prophesy death. Anyway, that's why some ministers and ministries operate in witchcraft. Because they have the spirit of witchcraft, and they don't even know it because they never got any deliverance. See, they don't know to get deliverance because a lot of ministries don't believe in deliverance, only for lost people. Oh, yeah, we know they got the spirits and need to be delivered. But Christians, not so much. They don't think that way. Remember, just as you were not saved, just boom, kaboom, you were saved suddenly without even praying the prayer or asking Jesus in your heart. Curses are not just absolved and broken just because you just were just in Target one day and just shopping at Target and suddenly, well, I just got saved. I just got delivered. I never asked for that, but it just happened. It doesn't work that way. Curse is not going to stop until it's broken. Right? Galatians 3:13, it's going to have to be enforced on these demons. It's going to have to be put into action against these demons. Well, go read it, Galatians 3:13. It says here, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Yeah, we've been delivered from the law of sin and death. We've been delivered from the law. As well as a means of, you know, the law was a continuous works thing, and you could never do enough to be justified by the law because no one had ever been able to keep it but Jesus. And he had to keep it to fulfill it and deliver us from it. But we applied it. Jesus became a curse for me, so I don't have to bear this curse, and I apply that in Jesus' name against this curse. We don't just get healed. We don't just get saved. And demons don't just leave unless they're cast out. I mean, that's normal. I mean, God could do anything. But the normal way that it happens is just they don't go unless they're cast out. Well, I was just water skiing one day, and suddenly the demons all left me. Right. Did you command them out? No. Were you thinking about getting some deliverance? No. See, it doesn't happen that way. I remember in a grocery store after church one Sunday evening when we were pastoring in another state. We were just praising God. And a warlock tried to curse us. Evidently, the spirits in that warlock told him to begin cursing us, and he began speaking curses. But we immediately knew, and we began cursing, breaking the curses, and sending back where it came from. We're not receiving those curses. I remember a Satanism seminar. We had 300 attended, and about 75 were Satanists and witches. And they were there cursing us, and we were breaking the curses, and they were cursing. And they failed to win, because the greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. If we use the power of the one that's in us, we can overcome. Yes, and then they sent a witch into our services not too long after that Satanism conference exposing Satanism. And she tried cursing us. And then they sent a man in and tried to curse the church and curse the pastor and his wife, me and my wife. Yeah, they've done these things over the years. They sent a woman in to try to seduce me one time at one of our churches, and it was recognized, and we stopped it and wouldn't let her be alone with me, even though she wanted to be alone and feigning counseling and stuff, you know, wanting something else, but knowing what they really wanted, you know, but to bring me into, you know, disrepute and something, try to cause me to stumble. But in Jesus' name, we overcame that one. But I remember another witch, and you know, this is the time of year. You better be aware of these things. They're very active against Christians right now. And if you're not aware, you may be being cursed by witches right now and fasted against by witches. You need to break those curses, send them back where they're coming from right now in Jesus' name. Say, I'm not receiving your curses. I send them back where they're coming from. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I don't receive them in the name of Jesus. And this particular woman who was a witch, she sacrificed one of her children at Devil's Tower. If you've ever been there, she would go into charismatic or Pentecostal churches and look for weaknesses in the churches and curse them and destroy the churches and bring division and she had even destroyed several churches this way. Finally, she was trying to do that in Nebraska, but they discerned her, and they loved on her. And she responded to love, because why do you think she was a witch in the first place? A lot of curses and operation in her life that drew her into that. No love. But she responded to the love and got born again, was repentant, and revealed a lot. As others have revealed when they come out of witchcraft and Satanism. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they're cursing themselves needlessly. The Indian witchcraft is very dangerous. We've seen people live under Indian witchcraft and not be able to break free because they wouldn't break with the Indian traditions when they got born again. They still go to the sweat lodges. They still be involved in powwows and different things that open doors to demons. Still go to the witch doctor, the medicine man. They still did things that, would keep the curses in operation in their lives and would cause them all manner of problems that they kept having. Yeah. And it's not a blessing to find arrowheads and collect arrowheads because they are cursed objects. Things have been spoken over them, and you bring them into your home, and there are cursed things woven into some of the fabric that they make and sell, and some of the blankets and different things. And I'm not speaking any evil against the Indians. I've ministered to Indians and loved them. You know, I remember doing on the res not far from here, and we went down by the res and did some deliverance for a large group of them wanted me to come and minister to them, and we did. So certainly I'm not against Indians. I love Indians. I want them to be saved. I want them to be delivered just as much as anyone else. But witchcraft and voodoo curses, especially on people who've been to mission fields, foreign countries, they come back with witchcraft and voodoo curses. But still here in this country, just living in America, you can get witchcraft and voodoo curses. You get it involved in Harry Potter. You get involved with various forms of witchcraft, New Age, and you get under these things. And you get to looking at the paranormal, you get cursed. You get involved in researching things like that. I remember some wonderful missionaries that were in missions in the Philippines, and a witch doctor cursed them. That's right. And the wife and children were suffering terrible, and things went on that were not appropriate because of the curses, and they were ignorant. They didn't know it, and so we ministered to them and broke curses that about destroyed them and their ministry as missionary. But then they went back and were greatly successful. Another woman I know that brought a Filipino which was carrying a lot of witchcraft curses and let them live with her. she began to suffer with cold and sicknesses. And we said, I always sneezing after I eat and had all these different things going on. We broke the curses over her, commanded the demons out, and she was free from that. Praise God. People who have been in Vietnam, they were all cursed. All the soldiers that went there, they cursed the soldiers. For the most part, all of them. There may be some that didn't get cursed, but that was the common thing because they hated the Americans. And so they come back with all these curses on their lives and they struggle with alcoholism and different other issues. Yeah. We've ministered to them and cast out demons. So, curses, broke the curses. And so that's why one reason many divorce and have family breakups and repeated divorces. And, of course, another reason is, you know, marriage-breaking spirits. Divorce spirits, family breakup that already happened, and curses that are passing down through family lines, and they struggle with not getting a divorce if their marriage makes it at all. They struggle throughout their whole marriage. See, there's a curse of family destruction that goes on in families and causing destruction in the family. It's wayward children that rebel against the parents. And yeah. So another thing is charismatic witchcraft or Christian witchcraft. And usually was some form of witchcraft in the family line for them to be operating under that curse. And now it's shown through prayers of control, prayers Lord, make so-and-so marry me. Yeah, or that's witchcraft. Or make so-and-so resign from the position so I can have that position in the church. Or Lord, shut so-and-so up. Whatever you have to do, even if you have to kill him, take him home. Really? You don't have a right to pray that way. That's witchcraft. Okay? That's witchcraft. And a lot of control is nothing but witchcraft, folks. And people are so involved in controlling, and they don't know that they're unknowingly involved in witchcraft. We got to be on guard against this stuff, folks. We got to have discernment. We got to develop. We got to have knowledge about the truth and how to live free from these demonic things that are so prevalent in the church today, because they were so prevalent in people's past life before they became a Christian or in their generational line. Yeah. Or it can manipulate to get its way or control a church or a pastor. Yeah. I know that some pastor's wife controlled the pastor. I remember there's one church, the pastor's wife was stand in the back and direct the pastor the whole service and make him do what she thought he should be doing. She would wave and do this with her face or this, that, or the other from the back of the church building where no one else saw her for the most part. So I'm sure people did see her. That's how we found out about it. People saw her doing it. But even if it takes, you know, getting others to think it was their idea, they will manipulate to get their way. Yeah, it's often pastors who revert to flesh control will do things like that. But not just pastors, just Christians in general can operate in witchcraft, and people that are not saved do it, controlled. They operate in witchcraft control, charismatic witchcraft to manipulate others, or these can simply be controlled devils, and Jezebel's control spirits, you know, or manipulation spirits. Some people would use intimidation spirits to get their way with people and in life. I mean, so much goes on and people simply succumb to evil spirits in other people that they interact with, and they don't realize the spirits at work to bring them into a snare, to trap them, to manipulate them, to control them or intimidate them to get them to do what they want them to do. Or, these things are just operating everyday life. And we need to develop such a level of discernment, saints, that if one is operating under this control of any type of spirit that can affect us, that we immediately discern that spirit, and we either quietly or loudly, if necessary, confront the demon and reject its advances toward us into our lives, see? Because it's trying to get in there to do something, and we don't want them in there doing nothing. Amen? We don't want evil spirits invading our life through other people. You know, people are often manipulated by spirits and people, and they have no idea that they were just manipulated or led around by a spirit with a hook in their nose, or influenced by spirits to move in a certain direction, and they didn't want to move in that direction. It wouldn't normally have moved in that direction, but because of the spirit, then that other person that they allowed to speak into them or exert some control or manipulation, and they didn't know it. Yeah. See, we're doing daily, whether we're doing it or not, we're daily in a spiritual conflict. We should be doing spiritual conflict with the demonic forces daily. But we're daily in spiritual conflict with the demonic forces. Whether you're responding to them or not, you're in conflict with them. They are always looking for ways to invade a person's life and take up residence within. Not if they're not doing that, they're looking for ways to just trouble you and cause problems in your life and have their way and live out their personality, get in somehow and do that. Always. So we don't have to keep up a guard, folks, day and night. Always. Remember when Nehemiah and Israel was rebuilding the walls. I mean, they kept a sword in one hand, the tool in the other hand of work, or a sword on their side, and they were ready all the time. And also at other times they had half the people armed and ready for war and the other half working. And we need to be on guard at our workplaces, because workplaces are places where you could be invaded by spirits. I mean, we're all at our jobs for a reason, you know, to make a living and to be a light. But the enemy sees your light in the spirit realm and recognizes that you're a Christian and that they're threatened by you. And so they want to snare you if they can. And so they will attempt to attack you, hurt you, shut you down, make you angry, make you look stupid before other people, blow your testimony before people to the world and make you look like a hypocrite if they can, and then they'll try to get inside of you if they can. So you got to guard yourself at your job place, because the enemy knows who you are. I don't think that he doesn't. If you could see in the spiritual realm, you would see people that are dark blobs, just a blob of blackness because they're not born again, and the people who are light, they're lit up because they have the Holy Spirit living in them. And so you're not just a little dark blob walking around. You're somebody that's all lit up because the Holy Spirit lit you up. Right? Oh, yeah, a lot of other people, in the religious spirits, cause people to live under the curse of the law, try to keep God's law instead of living under the law of liberty, the law that if Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death, and you can live under the glorious laws of liberty and the law of grace and truth. But yeah, it's a curse to try to always keep God's law and be legalistic. Yeah, people like that say, well, I'm always trying to be better. You know, then you know they're legalistic. You know they're living under the law because I'm trying, you know. I'm trying to be a better Christian. I'm trying. And they're revealing that they're not liberated. They're not living under the liberation of the Spirit. That's right. Amen. And that's sad, because God called us to live free. He didn't call us to live in bondage to the law. We're free from the law. We're under a better covenant than what the law could ever provide for us. Right? By the law, we have knowledge of sin, but after we come to Christ, we're no longer under the schoolmaster. See, for the law, Romans 8:2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Right? But this is what we see. A lot of people walking around in death. It's at verse 6, for to be carnally minded, fleshly minded, sense minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because this carnal mind, or the sense-ruled mind, is at enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. anyway, we could read on and on. But see, you understand that we've been freed from that if we'll walk in it. We have the ability to, by the grace of God. Freed from that law, sin and death. But a lot of people want to go back under the law, and that's kind of popular with all these Hebrew root people. They think they need to go back under the law. And they just bring themselves back into bondage, and there's demons involved. The curse of pride, that's certainly a curse, isn't it? Family pride, spiritual pride, all types of pride. Yeah. People are living under pride, and they live with pride, and they don't get a lot of deliverance until they're ready to deal with the pride. They're the ones who say, well, nothing's happening to me when they're in deliverance. I must not have any spirits. Yeah, I remember someone I ministered to a number of times trying to get them delivered, but they wouldn't get anywhere because there was hidden pride there, and they wouldn't face the pride. And, you know, what does God, the Bible said, God resists the proud. So deliverance is resisted by pride because God wants to free them. But if they're going to be in pride and they're not willing to renounce the pride and get free from the pride, then how much deliverance can they get? Only to a certain level, which is not much. I mean, really, because God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. You're not willing to humble yourself and become totally dependent on God and quit depending on yourself and your own pride, and it's the demons of the pride family. Pride will blind you. They say, deliverance, nothing's happened. I must not have any spirits. Well, that's a lie because everybody has spirits. You're just self-deceived now because of the pride. Let's go to Obadiah. Obadiah. Only one chapter, so maybe you'll have a hard time. I don't know finding it. I hope you don't. But because it's right before the book of Jonah, so it shouldn't be too hard to find if you're looking them up. Some people do, some people don't. The pride of thine heart has deceived thee, Obadiah 3, 1-3. The pride of thine heart has deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? That's what pride says. Yeah, who's going to get rid of me? Who's going to cast me out? Huh? Yeah, we could talk about pride for a while, but this message is not primarily about pride. But I'm telling you, there's a curse of pride. There's family curse of pride. You've got to get rid of those things. They will be a hindrance to you in your walk and getting free. So yeah, there are many curses. Some have the curse of wanderers. They wander throughout their whole life, moving from place to place, never seemingly to fit in and belong anywhere, or church to church. Yeah. The alcoholic curses. I'm always going to be an alcoholic because you went to AA. I'm an alcoholic. Or grandpa was an alcoholic. Dad was an alcoholic. Now the son is an alcoholic. Or it can manifest in drugs. Or it can manifest in cigarette smoking. And instead of addicted to the alcohol, you're addicted to cigarette smoking. It would have been alcohol. It's just the addiction spirit that was in whatever generational relative that it was in and passed on down to you. Yeah, workaholic addiction. Now that's an addiction. Mm-hmm. Sugar addiction. There's a curse of accident prone, right? Getting hurt on the job or getting hurt, period, just working, doing anything. So we need to break curses here tonight, and that's one thing we're going to do here when we get done. But let's go to Matthew 15:22. We'll spend some time on dealing with the curse. We have to because we're preaching on it, so we're going to put it into practice. We got faith without works is dead. We're going to put an action to this. So Matthew 15:22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, have thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after it. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread, that's what deliverance is, and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master table. Then Jesus answered, said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She was delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. But deliverance is for people who have a covenant with God. And we have a covenant with God. We're born again. So deliverance is the children's bread. That's right. So we can be delivered. And Jesus was talking that deliverance was for the children of Israel too. I mean, it belonged to them, not to these heathens and pagans that were not the Jewish race, which what Jesus went to minister to the Jews, to bring the way of salvation for the whole world. And he came to minister to others too. But primarily there to fulfill the law so that salvation could be bought for everyone, including the Jews. Hallelujah. Because he had a covenant with the Jewish people, right? All right. But why did the man of the Gadarenes with all those demons run to Jesus and not away from Jesus? Because there was something in that man that wanted to be free. The man still had a choice within him, even though he was very grievously vexed with demons and tormented with demons. Let's go read Mark 5, 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. This is the man in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones, it says in verse 5 here. Night and day he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. Yeah, you know, people cut themselves today. Cutting on themselves, that's a demon. When they're cutting on themselves, that's spirits. Can be spirits of rejection. Can be spirits of pain, emotional trauma and pain. But he saw Jesus afar off. What did he do? He ran toward him. And, you know, what would the demon do if they had total control of him? They'd make him run away from Jesus. They didn't want to be with Jesus. But they didn't have total control. There's a man crying out from his spirit, see? And he went and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice. He said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou son of the Most High? Now the demons start talking. I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now the demons are talking through the man. For he had said unto the man, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, say, my name is Legion, for we are many. Well, you know the story, right? If you've read this. So there's a time period involved. Don't get them all out immediately. You need to know that. There is a time period involved in deliverance. Everything doesn't necessarily all come out at one time. Little by little, we take the land from the enemy. Man, it's a progressive walk. Deliverance is, remember the Old Testament, they took the land little by little, lest the beast would consume them. And maybe you've noticed that often people look 10, 20 years younger in the casket. You ever looked at them? Oh, they look so young. They look so nice. Oh. But maybe that's because, you know, all the facial features are relaxed because all the demons are not there anymore. Why would demons want to inhabit a dead person? They don't. Can't live their life out through a dead person. So the reason that this is so is, you know, that they don't have any more worry. The curses are gone. The lust is gone. The strife is gone. The worry, the stress, the tension, they've all left. They're looking for the next kid. They're looking for the next person who has an open door in the family line. That's right. Looking for that one they can get into in the family line. Right? Of course they are. They don't want to leave the family line because that's where they've been for a while. Yeah. See, when people die physically, spirits leave them and go quickly looking for any open door ancestor or family member, right, to continue their reign of terror in that person. But if all the family members have their walls up and guarded and they don't have a break in their vine, because the little foxes spoil the vine, right, so that they can get in there. But no, if there's no tear in the hedge or the vine and the walls are up, the demon will go on to the next one and keep looking. And But if all of them have their walls up, which is very unlikely, because how many families, everybody in the family does deliverance and believes in deliverance? Not a lot of them, okay? But regardless, if their walls are up and guarded and say that this family did, they might hang around a while looking for a way in, or they will go, you know, if they're convinced they cannot get in, they'll go looking somewhere else. But usually, like I said, that's not the case, because most people don't know that when a loved one passes from this world, that it's a hunting season on all other family members so that these spirits can stay in the family line, see? And so they don't realize that hunting season is going on. It's just been opened up on them. And the enemy is looking to get into them. And so you need to be aware of those things. And I know that we want to grieve a loved one and mourn their our loss that they've passed away, going on to heaven. But look out. Be on guard, too, in the process of your mourning, lest something get into you that you did not want in you, because you had an open door in your life and you were not guarding yourself, see? That's right. That's right. So be on guard when a loved one passes from this world, okay? Because these spirits want to stay in the family line. So my advice is if a loved one is passed or is passing, you keep up a guard during the whole time and cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Even anoint yourself with oil and surround yourself with the angels of God. And stand strong and put up the armor of God. Keep it all ready, at the ready all the time. And even when you're sleeping at night, you just make sure you don't ever take it off. Because as much as you may have loved that person that died, do you love them so much that you want all their demons when they pass from this world? We should all be on guard, also at funeral homes and hospitals anyway. You know, these are places that are like a busy airport terminal with unwanted passengers wanting to get on board. You need to be on guard at these kind of places. My people perish for lack of knowledge. I mean, folks, don't be among the perishing people of God. We need to wake up, folks. We need to be aware of the things that go on in the spiritual realm. Be blood-covered always, daily, moment by moment. After all, you're a priest and a king. You have the ability to apply the blood continually. And we need to learn not to take the spirit realm lightly or ignore the enemy and think that he's just going to go away if we ignore him, like so many churches and ministries do today. They ignore the devil. They say, well, we don't want to give him any glory. Well, you're not giving him glory to know your enemy. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, be not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We're not ignorant of the Satan's devices. So you shouldn't be either, right? We're not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. And if you're going to just go be a part of a church like that, we don't give the devil any credence. We don't even talk about the devil. Oh, we don't want to give him any glory here. We just ignore him. We don't talk about the devil. Well, then look out. And some people talk about the devil all the time, and they're really giving him place by talking about him all the time in the sense that they don't even know what they're doing. They're just saying what the devil puts in their mouth because they have no idea about spiritual warfare in their churches. Well, the devil did this to me this week, you know, and he had me all down, and I just beat down, you know, in testimony time. You ever been in a church like that? Testimony time, they just start talking about all that the devil did to me this week. Well, he just did this to me and did that to me, and I was all beat down by the devil. He made me all sick, and I just had a rough week, you know. And that's not knowing the devices of the devil. That's giving glory to the devil and let the devil in, right? But teaching in service like I am tonight about how to get rid of the devil and to break the curse and break the power of the devil, that's what the Lord means by we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, okay? I know you understand what I'm talking about. Probably all been in testimony services and hear different testimonies where the devil was glorified. Oh, he did this to me. Pray for me, brother. Pray for me, sister. I need prayer because the devil's just been tearing me apart this week. He just made me so sad. I've just been crying. Or this, that, and the other. You know, just an example. Don't take the spirit realm lightly. Okay? If you ignore him, he's not just going to move away and go away. No, he's going to move right on in, as he has in so many Christians' lives and so many churches and so many ministries who ignore the enemy Oh, we don't talk about Satan. Well, that's ignorance, for sure. You know, ignorant. Why do we want to remain ignorant? Why do we want to remain carnal? Why do we want the devil to have his way with us? We want Jesus to have his way. Okay? Maybe the spirit of, you just feel that you're just a hopeless case. You know, see, a hopeless devil has moved in. Well, you've got to get rid of the hopeless devil. Right? You don't let the hopeless devil have the way with you. Amen? You don't want to. We got to drive back the darkness. We got to combat the darkness. The darkness is trying to overwhelm our country right now. They've been given permission by those that are in power in this country, whether they're fraudulently in power or not. They're still in power up there trying to dictate to this country how it's going to be and bring in the blood cup, fill the blood cup of the devil with more and more abortions and more death through COVID. We need to war against these spirits of death that are even being released right now, because Halloween is the time of death and destruction and sacrifices, human sacrifices being made, baby sacrifices being made to Satan right during this month of October. And here we, all these churches in the community partaking of this, having parties, having harvest parties. You can call it whatever you want. It's still partaking of the Halloween season and the day of the dead, the day of darkness, the day of death, the day of blood sacrifices, the day when Satan and witches are very active, because they think if they couldn't get their incantations and their witchcraft to work throughout the year, during this time of the year, they were sure to work, they think. Well, they're not going to work on us in Jesus' name, because we cancel the assignment of their curses and their hexes, their vexes, their spells, their jinxes in Jesus' name. We cancel the assignment. We cancel the curses. We cancel the witchcraft and send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus, see? And you need to do that, see? You need to be bold as a lion in your warfare and not be thinking that God wouldn't, you know, and not ask Jesus to do it either. Okay, some people say, well, Jesus, I ask you to break their curse. No, that don't work. You break the curse in Jesus' name. You've been given the authority. The Bible says we've been given authority over all the power of the enemy in Luke 10:19. All the power of the enemy. We have the authority, right? And the spirits are subject to us, even though that's not what we rejoice about. We do thank God that the spirits are subject to us, otherwise they'd be running over us all the time. But they are subject to us in Luke 10:19-20. So here, I want you to just say this out loud tonight. I mean, let's start driving back the darkness here. In the name of Jesus Christ, just say it. I renounce, I break, and loose myself and all my descendants, even though your descendants will have to do their own individual breaking of curses, because what I've found in all these years of deliverance is that usually if you can break the curses off your relatives, but unless they get it to deliverance themselves and they get the curse broken themselves, the spirits still remain in them, because each person has to get their own deliverance. There are some times that God can do some deliverance by proxy, but it's not the norm, okay? It's not the norm. Okay, anyway, let's continue saying this. Let's start over. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, say it out loud, break and loose myself from all psychic, hereditary, demon hold, psychic powers, bondages, generational, family line, curses, mental illness, or curses of anger, hatred, unforgiveness, wrath, sexual curses, which may be upon me from my family line as a result of their sins, as a result of their transgressions, their iniquities, their occult or psychic involvement of my parents or grandparents or any of my ancestors. I break every spell or jinx put upon my family line in the name of Jesus, and the curse that accompanied those spells and jinxes in Jesus' name. I renounce and break in the name of Jesus and loose myself from all evil curses, all spells and bewitchments and selling of the soul to Satan, all psychic powers, witchcraft, sorcery, which has come down upon me through my family line. I break them off of me in the name of Jesus. I renounce all Satanism and witchcraft and involvement in such of my family line that has come down to me, and break the curse upon me, over me, in Jesus' name. And I command these spirits that accompany the curse, all connected spirits that accompany the curse, to leave me now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. See, you pray this prayer, you're getting ready for what we're going to do here after we take a little intermission here, okay? Because we want to pray these prayers and get yourself ready. We have time for one more. Let's do one more. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I put you and all your legions on notice, and I am attacking you from my position of authority at the right hand of the Father in the third heaven, spiritually, where I abide, spiritually. And this places me high above you, your principality, your power, your thrones, your dominions, all the world rulers and rulers of the darkness of this world, every wicked prince, every angelic rank under your command, Satan, in Jesus' name. I thank you for all the angels needed, Lord, to bind all these satanic forces here and in the airs overhead, the heavens above, the second heaven, and in the first heaven, so that they will be unable to interfere with me being delivered in any way. You evil spirits, I bind you, and I command you to loose me and let me go, because you have to obey me, because Jesus gave me authority over you. And we cast you out now in Jesus' name. I cast you out in Jesus' name. Just say that to these demons. I mean, let them know. I mean, this weakens them. They hate it when you pray prayers like this. They hate it when you go against them like this. They don't like it. And they get weakened, and they're getting ready to come out. They're not comfortable in situations like this, when they're being commanded to go like this, if they're being weakened by renouncement of their power. We're breaking their power, the breaking of their power, renouncing their power. Yeah. And just say, I renounce every family line curse and inherited curse on me through my generational, through the generations of my family line, in Jesus' name. And I command every demon that enforces these curses on me and manifests these curses upon me to leave me now in Jesus' name. Amen. See, we got to be bold with the enemy, folks. We don't play games with them. We mean business. And they know whether you mean business or not. They're not stupid. They've been doing stuff to humans for a long time. So they know if you're serious, or if you really mean business with them, and that you intend to get them out, no matter what, that they have to go. And so we're not playing around. We're being serious, and this is war, and they have to go, and we declare all out war on these curses tonight in Jesus' name. And we break these curses so we don't have to labor our lives, our whole lives, under some curse in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All right. Father, we thank you for these prayers we prayed and spoke out and against the enemy. We thank you for deliverance taking place and the deliverance from these curses that people have picked up through their family line and through people speaking curses over them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that freedom tonight, Lord, as we pray in a few minutes here. We give you the glory, Lord, We just don't give any place to the devil. We rebuke him, and we will stand against him every day of our life upon planet Earth as we know it until you come back. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this word, and we receive it tonight in Jesus' name. And we will walk in it all the days of our life. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we will cast out demons and break curses.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, cause he has known my name. Therefore will I deliver him. He shall call upon me and I will.
Amen. All right, are you ready, folks? I'm ready if you're ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says be ready always, right? Be ready. I mean, this is war. And we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God. The word of our testimony is indeed the word of God. And we overcome. And we overcome them now, and they have to go, and they cannot continue to do their wreak havoc on our lives. I mean, it's got to stop in Jesus' name. Here, let's just do this to the devil right now.
Neither give place, neither give place, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place, neither give place, neither give place to the devil.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, right? And we cast the devil out and he will flee from you. We break the curse and the cursed devils will go. Amen? Amen. This is war and it's real and it works and it's powerful. And Jesus is still God and he's still on the throne and he gave us authority over all the power. In fact, he'll always be on the throne. How many know that? And nobody, no devil can remove him from the throne. No matter what little game they try in this country, no matter what little game the devil tries, he's not going to win. Okay? So we know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And right now, we're going to break the curse of rejection over your life. We just renounce that curse. We break that curse of rejection that always made you where you felt you didn't fit in places. You felt like you weren't a part of things because of the curse of rejection. We command that curse of rejection to go right now. We command that spirit that keeps it going to come out of there right now. We break the curse of rejection over you, and we command the spirits that have enforced it and caused it to operate to come out of there right now. The curse of rejection, we come against you right now. Go, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All the way out. Come out of there. All that curse of rejection. All the way out. Always feeling that you couldn't be a part of things, that you were not fitting in, that you couldn't receive love, you couldn't receive acceptance because rejection. Always feeling on the outside, looking in, rejection. Ever feeling like somebody could really love you because of rejection, the curse. We break the curse and command the spirits of rejection, that curse, to go. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. We break the curse. Go. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Rejected by father, rejected by mother curses. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Come out. Be broken in the name of Jesus. You have to come out of there, all the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name, all the way, all the way, all the way out. Up and out of there. Go, 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 out, 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 out of there, all the way out. We break the generational curses of infirmity that came down through the family line so that you would repeat the same diseases and sicknesses and physical problems that your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents had in their bodies. We break the curse right now of those infirmity spirits. They had heart trouble, diabetes, whatever it may be they had. We break the curse in Jesus' name. We break the curse of macular degeneration. We break the curses of blindness. We break the curses of organ failures. Come out, all the way out. Come on, we break these curses and command the spirits that have been bringing them to pass in people's lives to come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Infirmity curses of the flesh, you come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. Curses of dementia, Alzheimer's, come out, go. Curses of physical prostate problems or female problems, we break those curses. Come out in Jesus' name, you spirit. Come out, 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 come out of there, come out of there. Go, tumors, cancers, we break those curses. You go in the name of Jesus. We break every curse over your physical body passed down generationally through the generational line right now of infirmity, sickness, disease, infirmities of the flesh. You come out now. Come out, come out, come out, come out of the body, that is. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We cancel your assignment right now and cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus and apply the blood against those demons right now. Be burned by the blood of Jesus and sorted by the angels of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all the way out. We burn you out in Jesus' name. Yeah, sword you out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, circulatory problems, arthritis problems. Come out, joint problems, pain in the back, the necks. Come out, all the way out. Go, headaches. Come out, come out, come out. All these familiar spirits that the mother had or your dad had or your grandma or your grandparents. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Heart trouble. Come out, come out, come out. Circulatory trouble. Come out. Come out. Come on. We break those curses. Come out. In Jesus' name. We break it, and command it to come out now. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Send the angel to cut, to sever the curse off of you right now. In Jesus' name. Go, go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Up and out of there. Go. Every one of these infirmity generational spirits passed down. Diabetes. We break the curse of diabetes. We break the curse all the way out right now. Come out. In Jesus' name, diabetes curse. All the spirits that enforce it, come out. Come out that are trying to bring it to pass on your life. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Depression curses. Pass down depression over the mind. Mind curses through the family line. Mental diseases, mental illnesses got passed down because of the curse. We break that curse of mental problems, mental illnesses. Come out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. We command the spirits that keep that curse in effect to go right now, and we break it on the basis of Jesus becoming a curse for you so that you don't have to bear the curse in the name of Jesus anymore. Now go, 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 go. The curses go. Come out, all those spirits enforcing the curse. Go, go, go. All the way out, the curse of being in control all the time. Come out. We break that curse in Jesus' name. Come out of there all the way out. Won't let Jesus have his way. Won't let Jesus be in control. You want to control everybody and everything. Come out. We break that curse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Jezebel, too. Come out. Jezebel's a controlling, manipulating spirit also. And it's a curse on many, mostly women, but some men too have that Jezebel spirit also. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out of there. All the way. All that Jezebel. All that control. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. We break the curse of being controlled like Ahab spirits, right? The curse of being controlled by Jezebel. Ahab, come out. Come on, the spirit of Ahab, come out. Ahab and Jezebel, you come out of people right now. We break that curse. All that ungodly witchcraft control, come out. And being controlled, we break the curse of being controlled easily and yielding to those stronger spirits that come about to control you. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. We break your curse. We break your power. We break Jezebel's control. We break Jezebel's witchcraft. We break Jezebel's manipulation. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go with Jesus' name. All the way, all the way, all the way, up and out, up and out, up and out. Angels chase and sword and persecute these demons in the name of Jesus right now. You have to loose them and let them go. All the way out, 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 out of there. Up and out in the name of Jesus Christ right now. All the way out. All the way out. We break the curse of abuse, of sexual abuse. Come out of there. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name, those spirits that have kept the sexual abuse spirits in place all these years, we break the curse right now. We break the curse and command those spirits to come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Sexual abuse spirits, come out. Come out of there all the way. Those sexual abuse curses have to go right now, all the way out. Come out of there. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Up and out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Gotta go. Curses of sexual abuse, curses of promiscuity, of looseness, sexual immorality. Come out, come out, come out. We break that curse of sexual immorality, sexual promiscuity. Come out, looseness sexually, going and sleeping around and doing other sexual things that are uncleanness. Yeah, you come out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Sexual perversion curse. We break that passed down curse. Command the demons that enforce it and bring it to pass. You come out of people right now. Come out, 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 out. Come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break the curse of the law. All those spirits that are operated under the curse of the law, trying to keep you under the law, keep you under the law of sin and death, come out. Come out. Keep you religious instead of relationship, in a full, strong relationship. I want to keep you religious and doing religious things and religious actions and trying to earn your way, trying to gain the favor of God when you already have it all through grace. Come out of there. All those law spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Come out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Cough them out, let them go, all the way out. Take a couple of coughs like that. Come on, let them get moving. It may end up being a whole bunch of coughs, but just let it go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, and we break all the personal word curses that you've spoken over yourself or someone else has spoken over you as a child or as an adult. We break curses that teachers have spoken over you, parents have spoken over you, yourself has spoken over you. We break the power of those word curses that say, well, I always do that, or I'll always be a failure, or I'll always keep making these mistakes, or I'll never get ahead. I break those word curses, and the demons that keep those word curses in place, you come out. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. You had a right, but we cancel your assignment right now. We cancel it. And those people that have done that, they can confess it as sin that they spoke those things over themselves. And you have no legal right to stay there. In Jesus' name, come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Yes, loose them and let them go. Loose them, and we break witchcraft curses that have been sent our way by Satanists, witches, warlocks, all manner of occult individuals that are involved in the occult, witch doctors, Indian medicine man, whatever it may be. We break those curses right now. And we command the spirits to come out now in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We send those spells, jinxes, hexes, spells, witchcraft back where they came from in Jesus' name. Go, come out, and go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. We bind you, we break your control over us, and command you to go in the name of Jesus. Hexes, hexes, spells, and jinxes, go in the name of Jesus. We cancel you. Come out, all the way out. Go where you came from. Go back where you came from. In Jesus' name, we break your control over each one here listening today and who will listen to the program later. We break your power in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Get out, out, out. Come out, come out, come out. Every one of you, we cancel your assignment. Send you back where you came from. Cancel it in Jesus' name. Cancel all witchcraft, all Satanists, all Halloween Satanists and witches and warlocks and dark ones that are operating in the dark powers that want to curse Christians. He that loveth cursing, let him be cursed. That's what the Bible says. So, yeah, it'll come back on your own head. And then you learn that you might learn not to be cursing Christians that know what they're doing. You come out of there. Go. We send you back where you come from. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, you have to go. We break your power, break your occult rituals. We cancel the assignment of those occult rituals. We cancel the effects of them in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. You'll come to no effect on the righteous in Jesus' name, because we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Send it back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go, come out of people right now. Come out, come off of them, come out of them. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go, loose them, let them go. Keep coming out, all the way out. We cancel any Vietnam curses. If you're a Vietnam vet, we cancel those curses that were put on you in Vietnam. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Or if you were married to a Vietnam vet, we cancel the curses that might have come on you by being married to one. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All those Vietnam curses, all those Vietnam occult curses, witchcraft curses, come out, 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 out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, move, move, move in Jesus' name. I bind you, break your hold over people. Come out. Come out all the way. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way in Jesus' name. Go. All witchcraft spirits, generational witchcraft, generational masonry, Freemasonry, generational Job's daughters, all of that. We break the curses over people right now and command those spirits that came in through the generational witchcraft to come out. Come out right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the troubled marriage spirits that came in through generational spirits that troubled marriages, that have troubled your parents' marriage and troubled your grandparents' marriage and on through different people in the family, married breaking and married troubling spirits, you come out. Divorce spirits, come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. We break the control of divorce spirits. We command those divorce spirits and marriage breaking spirits, marriage troubling spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Be loose from these spirits in the name of Jesus, by the blood in the name of Jesus, right now, go, right now, angels chase and persecute us, sword them, sword them, sword them, sword them, sword them, these spirits have to loose people and let them go, all those marriage-breaking spirits, all those marriage-dividing spirits, all the way out, all those divorce spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, all those marital strife spirits, come out, 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 come out. We break the curse of marital strife. We break the curse of marriage problems. Come out. Perpetual marriage problem because of the curse. We break that curse. Command the demons of marriage problems. Come out. That's been causing that curse to be in effect and keep it there. We command you to go right now. Go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We command the spirits of a divided house. The Bible said a divided house cannot stand. We break and command those spirits of a divided house to come out. Come out right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now, loose them and let them go. Divided house spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. We break the curse of a divided house. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. You have to loose people and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, that false personality spirit, you come out. It tried to put a different personality on you than what you really are. Like people wanted to be known by other names than their name. They want to be known because they want another personality. They have an admiration for something, or they have a fantasy about something that this other personality wants to get in and live its life out through the person, and that's a demon. Okay, and a lot of people call them something else, but I call them demons. Okay, the alternate personality, whatever you want to call it, but it's a demon. So you got to go. We break the curse of this alternate personality, this altar, and command it to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out. 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 All the way out. In the name of Jesus right now, I bind you and I break your control over people. You don't need a second or third or fourth personality. You need to be you, be single-minded, the Bible says, not to be double, triple, and quadruple-minded. You need to have a sound mind of one mind, not a sound mind. It doesn't say sound mind. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and sound minds. No, it's not plural. It's one mind, not double-minded, not triple-minded, not quadruple-minded, okay? So we get rid of these other personalities that want to take over and be in a domination in your life, or you allow it to be a domination because it's a fantasy or it feels good because you get the feeling that the devil's wanting to give you during this short period of time, but it doesn't last because it just brings confusion. So you come out of there all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Just renounce that alternate personality. I renounce that alternate personality and command it to go in Jesus' name and the curse to be broken in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on, come out all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus, you have to go all the way out, all the way out. The blood is against you right now in Jesus' name. And we come against the lack spirit that always told you to be in lack, where especially now, see, the enemy is just trying to make there a lot of people in lack right now, or you just don't have enough. But see, if there's a lack curse, a poverty curse already, well, there could be a lot of lack with the things going getting more expensive all the time and gas so high that you don't want to drive or do anything. But, hey, you're going to have to believe God during this time that the righteous shall not be begging bread, right? We're not feed of the righteous, and the righteous is not going to beg bread in Jesus' name. Now, you come out of there right now, that spirit of lack and always the curse of never having enough in the family line that raised in poverty. And we didn't have a lot either. We had to break curses over ourselves. But anyway, the spirit has to go right now, all the way out. Keep coming out. All that spirit of lack, spirit of never enough, come out. Come out, 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 and break the curse and command the demons to go. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 all the way out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time and deliverance tonight and breaking of curses tonight, and we thank you for sealing this deliverance to each and every one who's received deliverance and freedom from the curse tonight. And thank you that their lives will be different, Father, and they'll notice a difference in Jesus' name for your glory, that you would be manifested in your glory in their lives. In Jesus' name, everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his delivering power. The OasisCommunityChurch.com is the website. If you'd like to support the ministry, you can either send it in to P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana. That's 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105 is the zip, 59105. And or you can go to our website and do it through PayPal and give that organization a little tiny cut of the money, which they always take for the service that they offer, but that's just how we have to do this, because that's pretty much the only one that we can use right now to do that. But we want to thank everybody for their giving that has supported this ministry in the past, and those who are supporting the ministry, we want to just say thank you, and we appreciate it so much. It's a blessing and a help to the work of the Lord and a help of work to us, We appreciate it so much, and may the Lord abundantly, supernaturally bless you for all your giving and provide all your needs in this time that we're living in right now, when prices are just going amazingly high. But God can provide out of anywhere, you know. He has it all. Amen. So he can provide for those, especially those who are tithers. God supernaturally will take care of the tithers. I can guarantee you that. Amen, because the word guarantees that. Anyway, God bless you, and thank you for being here tonight, and we'll see you back next week. The Lord be with you. Bye-bye now.
In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul, I lift up my soul unto thee. My voice shalt thou hear in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my
Lord be with you and bless you, and we will see you again soon. Bye-bye.